Well, we've had the Johnny Manziel story surfacing the last couple of days. He does that interview with Good Morning America. He says that he is bipolar, that he's now on medication, that he is clean and sober, and he's looking for a second chance, or a third chance, or a fourth chance. Well, a lot of sports psychologists have spoken out about Johnny Football, taking medication, and more. And so, joining us now, let's welcome into the studio our old friend, Dr. Carlton Maxwell. He's a sports psychologist who teaches sports psychology at the University of Texas at Dallas.
Good morning.
And he joins us from time to time. Hello, Dr. Maxwell.
Hello, Craig. Hello, George.
Good morning, Dr.
How are you?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful. Let me have a little bit of my morning coffee.
Can't be that good.
You love your coffee.
Wonderful, yes.
You love that coffee.
Love it. And I like it black.
Yes, you do.
And I like the cream, too.
That's what we hear.
Both. Anyway, let's talk a little bit about sports psychology, if we could.
Yeah, we'd like to talk to you about Johnny Manziel. I'm sure you're familiar with it.
Here we get to Johnny Football. Are you guys enjoying the Olympics? Are you watching any of the coverage?
We are.
Yes,
we're watching
love it.
The Olympics.
Yes, I'm not a big fan of the Winter Olympics. I have to be honest with you.
You're not?
No, there's not enough Greco-Roman wrestling, which is always my favorite to watch. I also love weightlifting because my favorite event is in weightlifting.
What is that?
The clean and jerk. I just love.
You like
love,
that, huh?
Love that. Yes.
Okay.
Matter of fact, I like doing that. That's one of the things I like to do.
Really? I don't see you as a power lifter.
Well, I'm a power something. Let's move on.
Well, what do you think of Johnny Manziel
Let's
taking medication
talk about Johnny Manziel
and trying to play football?
And trying to play football, if we could.
Yeah, Johnny Football. You know,
what?
Johnny Football. That's his nickname.
Yes, that's what we're talking about, okay? Johnny Football. Now, you guys know I'm one of the hippest guys around, so
yeah.
I don't have to follow the HIPAA laws like other doctors do, so I can tell you this. I can tell you that I am Johnny Manziel's personal psychologist.
His what?
His personal psychologist.
I'm sorry,
what?
Never mind.
His personal psychologist.
Okay, personal
yes,
psychologist.
And his personal spiritual leader as well.
Really?
Yes, indeed. We spend 18 hours a day together. We're trying to get him ready to come back to the
18
NFL.
18 hours?
Yes, yes. Well, 24 hours if you count the time I watch him sleep.
But, well, that's weird.
But I take care of him mind and body every morning. We awake at 6 a.m. and we gets going. Let's gets going
this
at 6 a.m.
It gets going.
Yes, and I fix him a high protein breakfast because you have to nourish the beauty. Nourish the beauty.
Yes.
And then we have 3 hours of intense psychotherapy.
Mm-hmm.
And then we follow that with Eastern meditation and stone therapy.
Wow.
Okay.
I had no idea.
Then I give him a full body massage.
Every day.
I start with the coconut oil on his feet and then his calves. And then I move up to his thighs.
All right. You're not a massage
Dr. Maxwell.
Groin.
Dr. Maxwell.
Then his...
Dr. Maxwell.
You all right?
Jeez. Dr. Maxwell, please. Compose yourself.
Wait. I just love spirits. I love spirits.
I didn't know you did massage therapy.
We lost you.
Of course I do. Yes, I'm a massage therapist as well as a spirits therapist.
We had no idea you were this close to Johnny Manziel.
Look, we love redemption stories.
Yes.
In the NFL and in spirits in general. And Johnny has the chance to be redeemed as a character in football.
Mm-hmm.
And I would love to see him get big again.
You mean
I'd love
popular.
To see it, to watch it rise from
his
the ashes.
Career rise, uh-huh.
Yes, and see him come to his senses.
Dr. Maxwell, please.
Shower us with his talent. I want to see Johnny Manziel back in the pocket. I want to see him put his hands up under a man's buttocks and receive a football.
Well, you go out of the shotgun.
No
a
one
lot
has
now,
ever
so.
Said it that way.
And I brought some Bics for you.
Oh, good. Great.
Bics.
Love Bics.
And these Bics are appreciably different than the ones I brought before.
They're what?
Appreciably different.
They're what? Different?
Appreciably.
Oh, appreciably.
Yes, very clear.
For those who don't
know,
Dr. Maxwell is a prolific author. He has authored or co-authored over 4,000 books.
Thank you for knowing that. Yes, his first book is called Waitress's Sloppy Seconds, My Time with Tiger Woods by Lindsay Vonn, who is in the Olympics.
Yes, so it's timely.
He is in the Olympics, yes.
Yes, and this one is related to the client that I will not name that I spoke of earlier in my visit with you.
Okay.
This is called Forget Football, Embrace Celebrity, An Open Letter to Johnny Football by Tony Romo.
Oh.
And speaking of Tony Romo, I have his memoir here, brand new, hot off the presses.
I had no idea.
Yes, it's called Failing Upward. It's a memoir by Tony Romo.
Man.
And here's another cowboy-related book for you. Let me see if I have it here in my big bag. In my big bag.
Big bag.
It's called, what?
Nothing.
What'd you say?
Nothing.
It's called As Good As It Gets, My Rookie Year by Dak Prescott.
So, oh, no. That's bad news. Bad news for Cowboys fans.
Speaking of the Cowboy family, this is another autobiography. It's called How I'm Like a Buzzard by Stephen Jones.
Okay.
Interesting. I want to tell you what's in it. I want to tell you what's
he
about.
He shouldn't write that.
Very, very interesting.
Dr. Maxwell, are you gay?
Dude, what kind of question is that?
I ain't gay for you, bitch!
Upsetting again. What are you doing?
I feel bad now. I always make him mad.
You should. All right, there he is, Dr. Carlton Maxwell.